T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to The John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's showtime.
San Diego.
Hitting the airwaves live in America's finest city.
It's the John Quintero Show.
Doctor!
San Diego's only sports show with two born and raised San Diegans.
Let's face it, we're the most interactive talk show in Southern California.
Longtime coach and San Diego sports radio legend, John Quintero.
When the roster came out, they're benched. They don't have veterans on the bench right now. You got to have some veterans coming off that bench.
And his young, up-and-coming co-host, Braden Soprenich.
I mean, it was on me to bring a date, and I did it. So that's on me, but I still had a good time, Coach.
Why is he always calling me me?
Here is the coach, John Quintero.
Good play the ball! Yeah!
Live and local on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, a very, very happy Wednesday to everyone, and welcome to 97.3 The Fan. Coach John Quintero with you for the next 4 hours. We've got a lot to cover today. What a ball game last night. Hey, it may not have been the prettiest ball game of the year, but you know what? The end of the night, how many runs you got on the board compared to your opponent, and the Padres eked out the victory last night. Craig Kimbrel walking Jorge Alfaro with two outs there in the 10th inning. The Padres walk away literally with a 4-3 10-inning victory. Both teams had six hits last night. Dodgers committed one error. Granted, I think that ball in left field by Chris Taylor should have been ruled an error. They gave a hit on that play, but I thought that should have been an error. Padres made two errors last night. The bottom line, Padres get their 12th walk-off win of the year, and the Padres now cut their magic number down to 4. They're sitting in great shape right now. Blake Snell last night, I thought pitched well, but way too many pitches. 96 pitches in the 5 innings he was out there. He only gave up one hit, no runs, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. One thing about the Dodgers, and the Dodgers didn't swing the bat really all that well last night. Padre pitching, they were all over the roadmap as throwing strikes last night. I mean, all but Pierce Johnson, guys that came out of that bullpen, threw 20 or more pitches last night. They got to attack the strike zone a little bit more and be a little bit more aggressive. I think they were giving the Dodgers hitters way too much credit last night. You got to challenge these guys a little bit more. I mean, go at it. One thing about the Dodgers, I went back and looked at their bullpen guys opposed to the Padre bullpen guys. Man, they pound that strike zone. Evan Phillips last night threw 13 pitches, 10 strikes. Caleb Ferguson, he had a rough outing, 15 pitches, only 5 strikes. Chris Martin came in, 10 pitches, 9 strikes. Tommy Cainell, 19 pitches, 13 strikes. And Craig Kimbrel came in, and he was all over the roadmap. Ended up walking 3 batters in that inning, threw 19 pitches, 9 strikes. But for the most part, the Dodger pitchers pound that strike zone. You take a look at the Padres last night. Nick Martinez, 26 pitches, 13 strikes, 50%. Robert Suarez, 32 pitches last night in an inning and a third. That's too much. 20 strikes. Luis Garcia last night, 21 pitches, 12 strikes. Josh Hader looked pretty good last night, I thought, overall. He got himself into a pickle there and was able to get out of it. He went 21 pitches, 12 strikes. And Pierce Johnson, I thought, was marvelous last night. Excellent job by Pierce Johnson. 12 pitches, 7 strikes. Padres in postseason play, you can't pitch behind in the count against quality opponents. And they're going to have to be a little bit more aggressive and go at these guys. Quit trying to be so fine. Because once you fall behind, it gives the hitter a big advantage. They can do what you call zone hitting. Look for a ball in your sweet area and then put a nice swing on it. Hey, Padres got away with a win last night, and I'll take it. Hey, I'll take it any way, shape, or form. Philadelphia got beat last night. Milwaukee got beat. Padres magic number 4. They've got a 2.5 game lead right now over Philadelphia for that number 2 spot in the wild card. And right now Milwaukee just hanging on with life support. 4 games back, plus the Padres have the tiebreaker. So right now, the way things look today, and it's kind of jumbled up, and we don't know exactly where it's going to go. The Mets have won 9 games so far this year against Atlanta. They're 9-7 against the Braves. They've got a critical 3-game series starting on Friday in Atlanta. If Atlanta were to sweep the New York Mets, they would have the tiebreaker in a wild card situation, or actually to win the division, I should say. Okay, they would have the tiebreaker. But right now, the Mets, if they win 1 game of that 3-game series, they'll have the tiebreaker. Both teams were to finish tied for first in the NL East where they're at right now. They're both tied for first place. So we don't know if the Padres get that second wild card, or the Padres going to be going to New York, to Citi Field, or are they going to be going to Truist Ballpark down there in Atlanta, Georgia. We may not know that until, you know, the final day of the season. We'll have to wait and see on that. But last night, there were some pretty good performances last night by the Padres last night. I thought overall, Brandon Drury ripped a double last night, his 30th double of the year. Our man, Will Myers. You know, this very well could be the final homestand for Will Myers. And I know there are a lot of people out there that have criticized Will Myers for the last several years because he hasn't lived up to that big contract the Padres gave him. But this is going to be Will Myers, more than likely his last homestand in a San Diego Padre uniform. And hopefully the Padres are able to get through the first round of the playoffs and they can host some playoff games here at Petco Park. But Will Myers last night came up with just a huge hit. I mean, that 2-run RBI single in the first inning last night was fantastic. 2 outs. And you know what? Nobody will even bring this up today except me. You know that was an 0-2 pitch from Tyler Anderson that Will banged it up the middle? Hey, he didn't hit it hard. But you know what? He put the ball in play, didn't strike out. And that's what you have to do against good ball clubs. You got to put the ball in play a high percentage of the time and give yourself an opportunity. I mean, even Jerkson Profar last night, he came in, was behind in the count, hit a little worm burner. They were in the shift. He ended up getting a base hit out of it. You put the ball in play, anything can happen. Cronenworth got an infield hit last night. He also struck out in a critical situation, taking a fastball for a strike 3, and he sat down. Manny had a rough night. Manny had a real rough night, leaving runners on first and third in the eighth, and then struck out there later in the ball game with runners on second and third. Couldn't get the job done. But I'm not going to sit here and pick on Manny because we wouldn't even be in this position if it weren't for Manny Machado. Last night, 0 for 5, 3 punch-outs. Rough night for him. But, hey, the end of the night, Padres won the ball game. Padres now sitting at 86-68. My prediction is they'd win 93. They're going to come up short of that. I don't believe they're going to run the table here. Dodgers still trying to set a franchise record. They've got 106-48 record right now. Got a really good matchup tonight on the mound, by the way. You got left-hander Julio Urías, 17-7 and a 2.25, going against right-hander Joe Musgrove, 10-7 and a 3.12. Joe, last time out, did not pitch well at all against the Dodgers. That has to change tonight. Padres now 5-12 on the year against L.A. But last night, good ball game. I mean, it was a long, lengthy game. It was kind of a goofy game in a lot of ways, kind of a crazy game. I mean, Justin Turner made an uncharacteristic error down there. Chris Taylor, I mentioned, dropped that ball. They ruled it a double, which I don't understand why that was. I mean, that ball hit him right in the glove. And he had to go a ways, but not that far. That ball should have been caught. But it was a goofy game last night, a real goofy game. But you know what? It don't matter. Padres won it. Philadelphia lost. Milwaukee lost. The Padres, 4 games away, magic number of 4, combination of losses with Philly and with Milwaukee, and Padre wins, to clinch their first true playoff spot in a 162-game schedule since 2006. And I don't want to take away anything from the pandemic year, but I think the pandemic year, you know, we found out a lot about our guys. Now, people say, well, the Dodgers won it. Well, the Dodgers ended up having to navigate through some pretty good ball clubs, I mean, to win that World Series. And I'm not taking anything away from the Dodgers, but in the regular season, everybody, I think, benefited in the National League West, especially the Dodgers and the Padres, from going against what weren't great pitching staffs back in that year. With Colorado, with Arizona, with the Giants, they weren't that great. And then you feasted off the American League West, Texas, the Angels, Oakland, you know, some of those teams. And we found out, a guy like Trent Grisham, who performed really, really well in 2020, not been the same player. I mean, especially really since the end of last year, the second half of last year and this year, he's not the same player. Not the same player. Guys are not putting up the numbers that they did in 2020 because they're seeing different pitchers, they're seeing more quality pitchers, they're seeing more number ones and number twos. And that's the big thing. When you get to the playoffs, man, you're not going to see these back end of the rotation guys that have a 4.5 ERA. You're going to see the shooters. Now, think about if you got to go against the Braves. I mean, the Kyle Wright's won 20 games this year. Now, Spencer Strider, I don't know what's going on with him, whether or not he's going to be back or not, but they got Max Fried. I would think Max Fried would probably throw game one. And then if you get into a series against the Mets, good luck, man. You got Scherzer. And I know we've had, in recent memory, we've had pretty good success against Scherzer. But playoffs are a different animal, folks. It's a different animal. Every pitch, you're on the edge of your seat. You'd have to go against Scherzer and DeGrom if he can stay healthy. Probably Chris Bassett in game three. I mean, that can be tough. You got to be able to put runs on the board against good quality pitchers. Padres have struggled with that from time to time. They're going to get a really, really good test tonight. Julio Urias is a really good major league pitcher. You know that over the last 2 years, he's won 37 games. Oh, I forgot. Wins don't count these days. He got 37 wins. In my book, that makes him a hell of a major league pitcher. I count wins. I count batting average. I count RBIs. I mean, if you don't drive in runs, you don't win baseball games. If you don't hit for a high average, you don't end up normally having a real good on-base percentage. Okay? Wins mean something to me. Because normally, when you have a lot of wins, that means you've pitched deep into a ball game and shortened the night for your bullpen. And that, over the course of a six-month season, that's huge. Absolutely huge. You know, I want to go back to Will Myers for a minute. You know, I was talking with a young man yesterday. He stopped by my house. He wanted to talk to me about hitting. He's a professional ball player. Just got home. And we sat on my back patio and we talked about hitting. And we talked about Bellinger. We talked about a variety of different hitters. We looked at a bunch of tape. And, you know, I was telling him about Will Myers. And Will Myers is one of these guys, and I may be totally wrong on this. Will Myers is a guy, we know he doesn't use batting gloves. He just goes up there, grabs the bat, and swings the bat. And Will Myers, I don't know how much he looks at scouting reports. I don't know how much he looks at tape of that night's pitcher. I don't know how much tape he looks at his own swing. Will Myers, for me, is a guy, it's an old-school baseball player who gets the bat and grips and rips and gets in there. I think the more information Will Myers gets probably hurts him more than helps him. And I was talking to this young man about Tony Gwynn and how Tony was really able to take film study to a next level for him. Not everybody could do what Tony Gwynn did by looking at tape. Some guys, they become tinkerers. And we talked yesterday with Bill Plunkett from the Orange County Register, and I asked him about Bellinger. And he goes, well, you know, Bellinger's a tinkerer. You know, he's always trying to change his stance, his hands, where's his feet. You can't be a tinkerer. And I think from time to time in Will's career, he's been a little bit of a tinkerer. But I got to tell you know, maybe Will Myers feels like the pressure's off. Will Myers is playing some pretty doggone good baseball right now for our San Diego Padres. Really good baseball. I mean, that was a big hit last night. And like I said, it wasn't a bullet up the middle off of Tyler Anderson. He hit it in the right spot, but he put the ball in play on a 0-2 count. And I would ask you folks today, and I know there are people out there that really like Will Myers, respect him a great deal. He's a good guy, good man, done some fun things in the community, always been a good teammate. And then I know there's people out there that, you know, really don't like Will Myers because of his performance. But you have to separate performance and human being. And Will Myers is a good human being. Has he lived up to what I thought he was going to be? Absolutely not. I really thought he could be consistently a 30 to 35 home run guy. It hasn't worked out. I thought he'd hit probably 270. It hasn't worked out. I thought he's a guy that would drive in between 90 and 100 runs. It hasn't worked out. But as Will Myers showed up every day with a good attitude, worked and tried to get better and been a good teammate and busted his butt out there and done everything the Padres have asked. Hey, Will, we'd like you to play first base this year. Hey, Will, we're going to move you back to the outfield next year. Okay, you're going to play left. Well, hey, we need you in center tonight. How about playing right tonight? Hey, we need you back at first base. Will Myers has been a good team guy. And I'm not going to sit here and be the Will Myers marching and chowder society. But I'd like to get your thoughts on Will Myers, because more than likely this is his last homestand in a Padre uniform. So give me a call on that today, and we can talk about last night's ballgame. A lot to cover on last night's ballgame. Man, it was crazy. You know, I was wondering about Jorge Alfaro. You know, he didn't play at all this last weekend in Colorado. I didn't know if that knee was starting to bark or what. And I know I felt bad for him last night. He got charged with that pass ball with Hader. I mean, you're down, you're looking for a ball, you know, down in the zone, and all of a sudden Hader throws it up in the zone. You got to, you know, go up and catch it. It bounces off your glove and goes to the backstop, and the tying run comes in with two outs in the ninth inning. I felt bad for Alfaro. But, you know, Alfaro's got the four walk-off hits this year, and now he's got a walk-off RBI last night. I felt good for him because I don't know what has happened to him. He's hitting 249. He strikes out a lot. I know that. But I was really surprised. He got no playing time at all in Colorado. And he's not getting off the bench a whole lot. So, you know, I don't know if walking last night will get him a start tonight or tomorrow. They're going to go back to Camposano or run Nola into the ground right now. I'll tell you the other guy that we need to give a little love to is Nola. Nola's doing a hell of a job behind the plate. I don't know if you paid attention. He may not be Johnny Bench or Pudge Rodriguez back there throwing runners out. But, man, over the last 2 weeks, I think Austin Nola's played some damn good baseball for the Padres. Damn good baseball. I mean, he's doing a marvelous job behind the plate, working with the pitching staff. And you know what? You know, hitting right around 250 right now. I mean, last night he went 1-for-3, his 15th double. You're hitting 248 right now. I'll take that. I'll take that. It'd be nice if he could throw somebody out occasionally. But at the end of the day, he's doing a nice job of working with that pitching staff. So we got a lot to cover today on the talk show. Love to hear from you today, folks. You know what? I can't wait to pop the cork on that champagne. And, you know, I was saying yesterday, I would hope that it would be, you know, by this weekend so Bob Melvin could really start, you know, getting his rotation in line and, you know, maybe starting a guy but only giving him two or three innings, you know, like an extended bullpen workout. And I think the other question, whether they win or lose tonight, who's going to pitch tomorrow night? Are they going to go with Manaea? Are they going to throw Darvish in there to start tomorrow night? Because if Darvish starts tomorrow, he'll have, what, 8 days before he'd make his next start in the postseason on that Friday? Remember, the Padre regular season ends next Wednesday against the Giants. It'll be a day, or it'll be a day game at 1:10. Then they're off, and then they open it up on Friday. So if Darvish were to start tomorrow night, he wouldn't have another start until a week from Friday. That may be a little bit too long. I mean, they could probably bring him in that Giants series early in the week to throw an inning or two, like a bullpen workout, to throw to live hitters. But I'm anxious to see what Bob Melvin's going to do. But I was hoping they could clinch by this weekend. But the way things are going, they could actually clinch as early as tomorrow with both teams, you know, losing, or especially the Brewers losing. I kind of want that number two spot in the wild card. I don't want the number three spot. Okay, I want the number two spot because I want to go against Atlanta or the Mets because I want to get the Dodgers in the second round. I think the Padres can go against the Dodgers. It'd be better a 3 out of 5 rather than 4 out of 7. I don't know what you think about that, but that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. I'd rather play the Dodgers in a short series. And by the way, Tony Gonsolin did pitch last night, 2 innings, one hit. Apparently, you know, felt pretty good. We'll find out more about that today, I'm sure, from Dave Roberts. When we come back, we're going to get to your phone calls. Hey, the magic number is 4. Good win last night. Crazy ball game. Long, lengthy ball game. But you know what? The end of the night, Padres eked out a 4-3 victory. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We'll get to your phone calls and also tell you what's on the guest list for today when we return to the John Quintero Show right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ten twenty-four. The time just getting underway. Hey, want to remind everyone, you want to win a baseball signed by a Padres player? Well, hey, listen for the key word in about 30 minutes and enter at 973thefansd.com/autographs for your chance to win. So stay tuned. And reminder, got a couple of guests. One guest confirmed, another waiting on a phone call. But at 1:35 today, we haven't had him on in a couple of weeks. Perfect timing. Scott Miller, national baseball writer, going to join us at 1:35. And we're trying to track down my man, Ted Leitner. Had a nice conversation with Ted on Saturday at the Aztec game. So trying to track down Ted. And if we get Ted, it'll probably be right around 12:35. And all guests on the Jock and Tara Show come courtesy of our Premier Chevrolet Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. You know, another thing that I would ask you fans, who would you like to see the Padres play in the first round? You know, I want to play either the Mets or Atlanta. And Atlanta's good. I think Atlanta's better than the Mets. That's why I think I predicted the Mets would end up, you know, succumbing to Atlanta and Atlanta would win the division. And, you know, they're tied right now. We'll see where it goes. But I'd like to see the Padres play one of those two teams because I want to play the Dodgers in the second round. How do you feel about that? Padre fans, our phone number, love to hear from you today, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I bet a lot of you Padre fans, I bet you're tired today. That was a long game last night, but you know what? I bounced out of bed pretty good this morning, man. I had a little bounce in my step after that one-run victory. Brian and Ramona, you're batting leadoff with Coach John Quintero on this Wednesday. How are you?
Coach, long time. No talk to you, brother.
Well, good to have you on. How you doing today?
Great. Got a little time off. I listen to you every day, but I can never call because I'm always working.
Well, I appreciate that. A great deal.
I wanted to say a couple things. One thing I wanted to say, you got me fired up when you mentioned the winter meetings are going to be here in San
Diego.
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't wait for the winter meetings.
So I met you at the winter meetings, and I want your listeners to know I'm some hick from Ramona. I'm talking to you, and Bud Black came up, and you said, Bud, I'll be with you in a few minutes. And you kept our conversation going. I mean, you're a class act.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Like, I'm nobody compared to Bud Black. I was blown away. So,
well, thank you. I really appreciate that. But you know what? I didn't think anything of it. I mean, you and I are in a nice conversation. Buddy comes up, and, you know, Buddy knows the way things work, and Buddy and I are good friends. He knows I wasn't blowing him off, but I wanted to finish our conversation.
Well, another thing happened that day is there's another radio station in town, and I went over to their booth, and I didn't even get the time of day. You were class act, Tony and Chris, and I met Scraby, all class acts. Okay. And ever since then, I only listen to 97.3.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, the three guys you mentioned there, along with myself, they're really good guys. And our morning show guys are good guys. I mean, Ben and Steve and Paul Reindl, who I worked with over at one of the other states, those guys are good guys. I mean, we got a really good team here at 97.3 The Fan. I'm really enjoying my time here, and they treat me really well. And in the way I am, you know, Brian, I enjoy talking to people that are good people, and I'll look forward to hopefully seeing you at the winter meetings again this year.
Oh, I'll definitely check in. So Will Myers, I wish he'd have done more. I love the guy, but I will never forget him my entire life because he's the only person I've ever known to get hit by a pitch during the home run derby.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right.
It was his own brother, too.
I know. I remember that. You know, Will's a good guy, and, you know, he hasn't lived up to what I thought he'd do here, and I'm sure there are a lot of seasons he'd like to have done a little bit better. But you know what? At the end of the day, the guy showed up every night ready to compete, and, you know, unless he had a significant injury like he did earlier this year with that knee, he wants to be in that lineup night in and night out. He's been a good Padre.
So he has. And one more comment. Your sidekick there, Braden, he does a great job when you're not around. So
yeah,
I want to throw him a little hat.
Well, I appreciate that, Brian. And I appreciate the nice compliment you paid me as well. You have a great day, and we'll look forward to those winter meetings. They're going to be a lot of fun because I have a feeling the Padres are going to be very, very busy this offseason.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, you're welcome. I very much appreciate that. I actually remember Brian coming up to talk to me, and I remember a buddy came up. Hey, Coach, what's going on? Hey, buddy, I'll be with you in a minute. But no, Brian's a really, really good 97.3 The Fan listener, and we appreciate that a great deal. Let's get out to Miguel in San Diego. Miguel, welcome to the John Quintero Show. How are you today?
How are we doing, Coach?
Doing a lot better winning 4-3 rather than losing 4-3. I can tell you that, man. Our magic number's down to 4. Hey, Miguel, we're going to get to the finish line. We're going to be in the playoffs this year.
Big win. Big win.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. No matter who we face, it really comes down to pitching.
I don't care if we play the 27 Yankees. We're going to the playoffs. We got a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance. So, hey, I was calling in for a couple things. First of all, the National League Cy Young. You know, when you know, you had mentioned Urias that's pitching today.
Yep.
I find it very disappointing that, first of all, he's not being given the visibility and in terms of his results the last couple seasons. He's 20-3 last season.
Yep.
He's 17-7 this season. He's got a better earned run average this year. He's got a better WHIP. He's pacing better this year, obviously, on a winning team. And yet he's still not the favorite. So I guess my question is, you know, what does this guy have to do to merit a Cy Young Award based on consistent high results that he's proven the last two seasons? You have Alcantara that's the favorite right now from what I read online out in Miami, but I mean, where is Miami at? At some point, if you want to, whoever's voting, or if it's the writers, I'm not too sure, Coach.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
the writers.
They have to look at the performance, and then the fact that the team's winning when he's going out there, and then you have to reward, you know, the pitching itself the last couple seasons as consideration for this year. So, you know, I'm a little disappointed that he is not being given the credit that he deserves nationally across the entire United States, because this guy deserves to be the Cy Young winner. So it's going to be a treat to see him pitch today.
Well, I don't know if he deserves to be the Cy Young winner, but I'm going to tell you what, he has to be in the conversation. And I couldn't agree with you more, Miguel. I mean, this guy gets like no national pub whatsoever, zero national pub. And all he's done the last 2 years is go out there and win 37 ball games. And then if you really want to take a look at it, go back to the 2020 World Series and how big he was coming out of that Dodger bullpen. I mean, I don't know what the deal is, why he doesn't get more love nationally, but you're going to see him on the mound tonight, and he's a tough hombre out there. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, I'll be out there today. You know, I don't know if it's a language barrier with the media writers, the fact that he doesn't conduct a lot of interviews, but if you hear his interviews in Spanish, I mean, this guy is a well-educated individual. I don't know if his past issue or court issue that he had is impacting his visibility, because it's a little bit unfair that he's not the favorite after last year and putting together another fantastic year. Now, my last comment, Coach, is on the Aztecs and Brady Hoke specifically. I'm not going to talk about the quarterbacks or anything like that. But what I'm concerned is that Brady Hoke continues to not say anything about what's going to change. I mean, he talks about balance. If you listen to his Tuesday's press conferences, we need more balance. He said that at the last one before this past game on Saturday. And what does the team go out there? They do the same exact thing they did the week before. And I guess what I'm saying, in any business or anything, when you continue to replicate behaviors that are not making you successful, you're in a vicious circle of just not producing what needs to be produced, not trying, not taking risk. And obviously, he's 3 years in now, and a lot of the players on the field are players that he recruited. So it tells me that, A, the leadership is not there. B, this guy's afraid to make changes because his buddies are the offensive coordinator, you know. And three, you're not willing to go and develop the players to where they're giving you now, as sophomores and juniors, performance on the field. So, you know, Wicker, I hear, is looking to leave possibly, or is a high candidate. You know, how ideal it is to maybe leave now with everything that's transpired with the program, and yet not holding the head coach accountable.
Well, you know, let me jump in here, Miguel. I've given you plenty of time here. Let me jump in. Okay, Brady Hoke won 12 games last year. We got to remember that. Okay, they're having a tough time right now. And maybe they just don't have the players. I mean, maybe they don't have the wide receivers. I know Shavers got hurt in that game. Maybe they don't have the talent. Maybe they haven't recruited well enough. Maybe they have recruited well and they haven't done a good job developing. I can tell you this, watching that offense, it's very archaic. They need to open things up and be much more creative. And if it continues to go this way at the end of the year, I'm sure Brady is going to have to make some changes. I don't think he's in danger of losing his job, but you're going to have to make some changes or rearrange your staff because you can't keep putting the same product out there week in and week out. I mean, right now, it'll be interesting to see what happens on Friday night up in Boise. I mean, Boise State, they fired their coordinator, offensive coordinator Dirk Cutter's coming in now, a guy that's been around a long time, former head coach at Boise State, and their quarterback, Hank Bachmeyer, going to leave the program and enter the transfer portal. They're going to go with a young freshman quarterback on Friday night, so it could be an ugly football game offensively for both teams, but the Aztecs have to get better. And everything you say, Miguel, I can't argue with you. I mean, I've been out to all three home games, and it hadn't been pretty. It hadn't been pretty in any way, shape, or form offensively. I will tell you this. I think the defense is getting a little bit better, and I think they're going to have to win a lot of games this year on their defense. They had seven returning starters. They got some other guys that I think are doing a nice job of stepping up. But offensively, they got a couple of weapons. I think Burmeister's a weapon. I think Jordan Bird's a weapon, but they need more, and they need to get a guy like Keenan Christen, the kid out of Madison who transferred from SC down here. They got to find a way to get him out in space and get him in one-on-one against safeties and against outside linebackers, because he's going to win those matchups more time than not. And they got some other talented guys, but they've got to be a little bit more creative and not so archaic on offense. Miguel, thank you very much for the phone call. You have a great day. All right. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back. Oh, I see CJ in San Diego's online. You can be online as well at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. This is the John Contreras Show right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First hour of the program rolling along. We're going to 2 o'clock. Padre fans, you win a ball game last night. Now you're resting on your laurels. Can the boys do it again tonight against the Dodgers, win the series, and maybe go for a sweep tomorrow night? Still unknown pitcher for tomorrow night for the Padres and the Dodgers. But good matchup tonight, Julio Urías. And Miguel was talking about Urías not getting a lot of love right now for the Cy Young in the National League with a 17-7 record and a 2.25 ERA, which, by the way, right now leads the National League. Sandy Alcantara, I can't keep him and Sergio over there in Arizona. Same spelling but different pronunciations. But anyways, he's got a 2.32 ERA right now, opposed to 2.25 for Urías. So we'll see what tonight brings for Julio Urías, and he'll go against right-hander Joe Musgrove. Boy, it'd be great to see Joe go out there and really throw up some zeros tonight. And his last time out was not good. He did not have a good outing at all against the Dodgers last time, and he got to, you know, change things. I mean, taking a look at that last outing, it was pretty ugly. He allowed 5 runs and 5 1/3 last start up there. Against the Dodgers, 5.11 ERA in 2 starts this year and 12 1/3 innings against L.A. So he got to change. Not only does he have to change and have a better result tonight, he got himself mentally just in a better place right now as far as, you know, getting out there and attacking these hitters a little bit and getting good arm extension and getting ahead in the count. It's a big start, I think, tonight for Joe, and for a variety of different reasons. I think right now, I think most of you would agree with me. You know, game one, you go with Darvish, and I don't think anybody would argue that. And I think game two, you got to roll the dice. He's pitched very, very well the last couple of months. You got to go with Blake Snell. I mean, Blake Snell, the pitch count got out of sorts really early in the game, and the Dodgers can do that against anybody. But last night, 5 innings, and he ended up throwing 96 pitches and only 56 strikes. That's not a real good percentage. But he went 5 innings and gave up 1 hit. I mean, gave up 1 hit last night and walked 3 and struck out 6. I mean, Blake Snell, no decision last night, but lowered his ERA down to 3.47. And you think about where his ERA was before that, you know, before he got on this hot streak, he was in the 5s. I mean, he's pitched great baseball, dominating baseball. So you got Darvish, who's pitched fantastic and been consistent really all year long. You got Snell the last 2 months since the All-Star break has been the second coming of Sandy Koufax, quite frankly. I mean, he'd been unbelievable. And then you need a guy like Joe Musgrove, who you just invested $100 million in, starting next year, 5 years, $100 million. He's got to pitch like a number one guy come playoff time. And tonight could go a long ways to getting him back on track, because he hasn't been on track for a while. He's had a couple of good starts here and there, but he hasn't been the same Joe Musgrove that started the year 8-0. I want to hear from you Padre fans today. I think everybody right now just kind of waiting and waiting and waiting for the Padres to clinch. I want to hear from you. I mean, you're going to have one playoff series, but can the Padres win that playoff series where they actually get to host a playoff game, for crying out loud, here at Petco Park? How cool would that be? Our phone number, 833-288-0973. CJ in San Diego, welcome to the John Contreras Show. How are you?
Good, Coach. How you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. Watching that game last night, I have a few thoughts that I think are going to be pretty good for the postseason for the Padres. We're really good in run one games, Coach. I think our record's 30-15 or something like that.
Yeah, and we're very good.
Those are the type of games you're going to be in the playoffs. And we seem to have the formula, you know, with our bullpen and good starting pitching and timely hitting. That's what you're going to need in the playoffs. Now, I'm not saying we're going to go deep in the playoffs or win anything big, but I think we're set up with our starting pitching, you know, our top 3 guys. couple really good timely hits from Machado, Soto, those guys, and then our bullpen, which seems to be really good right now. Now, watching the Dodgers, Coach, I think we're, you know, more set up for playoffs than they are. It's easy for these starting pitchers they got to come in and pitch when you got a 5-run lead every game. But that doesn't happen in the playoffs. It's tight. And if those top three hitters of theirs aren't on the money, they're not going to win. Their bullpen isn't that great. You know, Kimbrel just lost his job. Other than Urias, who do they have that you would be afraid of in a playoff game? I don't know.
Well, only thing I can tell you right now, that the Dodgers have the number one ranked bullpen in the National League right now. They've got the best ERA. They've got a lot of numbers that say that they're the best.
Yeah, but, I mean, Coach, they've had really good bullpens in the past. And I would say their starting pitching last year in the playoffs is much better than this year. I mean, they had Scherzer and Buehler and those guys. They don't have those guys anymore. So I would be worried if I was a Dodger fan. They seem like a really good regular season team. They beat up on the bad teams because their lineup is really good. But when it comes to the playoffs, they struggle, and it's because of their pitching and their bullpen, Coach. You'll see. What do you think?
Well, I said it yesterday. I mean, if you were listening to the program yesterday, I said I think that we're set up with our starting staff better than the Dodgers are, and I really believe that. But I think the difference maker could be the bullpen, and I've watched their bullpen guys. Their bullpen pretty damn good, and they come in and they pound that strike zone. I'll tell you the other thing. The guy they traded for with the Cubs, Chris Martin, he has been a huge lift to that Dodger bullpen. And we didn't even see Vesia last night. Vesia, the kid from Alpine here in San Diego, he's a fantastic left-hander out of that bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see, Coach. I mean, I have faith in our team to pitch well and play good defense and win these close games.
Well, yeah, I've got that too. But haven't the Dodgers gone to 3 out of the last 5 World Series? It's not like they're just a newcomer.
I think those teams
block are
better than these ones, Coach. They had way better pitching.
I don't know. Bill Plunkett, who covers them, was on yesterday, and he said all the years he's covered the Dodgers, it's the best Dodger ball club he's seen. So, you know, I'm taking it from a guy that's covered the baseball for almost 40 years, and that's what he told me yesterday. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see. Hey, you know what? At the end of the day, CJ, I think the playoffs are going to be just out of sight this year.
Yeah, there's lots of good pitching, man. It's going to be tight. And
I hope you're right, man. I hope our bullpen's up to the task. I'll tell you this. They got by last night, but they got to pound that strike zone. They can't pitch from behind in the count like they did last night.
Yeah, that's just part of the Dodger mystique, you know, with their hitters. They make you work, and they crush your mistakes. So, you're right. You got to throw strikes.
Hey, CJ, good to hear from you, buddy. Always appreciate it. Look forward to catching up here real soon.
All right, take care.
All right, before I get out to Andy and Del Cerro, it is time once again to give you an opportunity to win a Padre baseball. And as soon as I can get the liner in front of me, because I'm taking a look at the phone line, we're going to do that right now. You can enter the keyword right now, strike. Strike at 973thefansd.com/autographs for your chance to win a baseball signed by a Padres player. Again, enter the keyword strike at 973thefansd.com/autographs for your chance to win a baseball signed by a Padres player. And we're sitting today at the 28th of September. Only a few more days, giving away one baseball per day on the station. So hopefully you get an opportunity to get that Padre baseball. Andy and Del Cerro, welcome to the John Quintero Show. Andy, how are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. Great show. You and Braden, awesome. I was at the game yesterday. I observed something.
Great.
When Nick Martinez came to the game, all the fans in the field level, they said, oh, my God, why is he coming in? He's been struggling. And the reason he's struggling, he was good at being brought in at every fourth day. Now they're being brought up more often as a short reliever. I think he was good at coming, like he used to be a starter, and he comes and do 3 good innings. I think he should be pushed back as longer time, longer reliever, longer. But also, I observed something in the bullpen with the Hader when he was called up to get warmed up to come to the game. Honestly, we were all watching. Like, he was throwing like 50 pitches in the bullpen before he came in. And that's a superstar pitcher. He should not be throwing that long before he came in. And I think the center field should be right now should be, we should play all our veterans in the team because it's really hard time right now to win. So I think Grayson is much better suited to be playing center field right now than Azarkar because he seems like it's over his head. All the young guys right now is no good for us because it's playoff time. You need to have Myers in the game. You need everybody to be in the game. All the veterans in the team has to be playing. And I think the manager, ever since you criticized him on the show about 3 weeks ago, he's when he had the meeting and everything, the manager has done much better as a manager of the team. And I think we have a great team. Only thing now with us, we just need to hype up beating everybody, like your station, all the other shows, that we can beat anybody. Because when it comes down to the playoff, all you need to do is have maybe 4 good pitchers, 5 good pitchers, and the hitters to do okay, score a couple of runs. That's all you need to score. You don't need to score 7 runs. But also, I observed something in the Petco Park. Nobody can hit a home run in Petco Park at night. I mean, we had a couple of home runs hit, 100%. The whole fan said, that's gone. And made it to the warning track. So basically, there's, I think at night we have to play the game, bunt, and move runners over. Like play like a small ball at night. Daytime, hit home runs. But at night, just bunt everywhere and get a hit and run or something. We just need to do a different ball at night in Petco Park than we have other stadiums. What do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, I want to go back to, you know, me talking about Bob Melvin. I thought Bob Melvin needed to take the reins and be a little bit more aggressive. He'd given this ball club plenty of leash and plenty of rope as the season had gone on. And you get down into a pennant race, the manager's got to take over. And I think Bob Melvin's done that. I think we've seen him start runners. We've seen a little bit more of small ball. We saw last night a beautiful bunt by Ha-Seon Kim. Azarkar has had 2 opportunities here in the last week, and he's failed miserably on both of those sacrifice bunt attempts. And he had a bad night last night, 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. Did score the game-winning run because he was on second to start that inning after making the final out when he struck out against Tommy Kahnel there in the 9th inning. I think you got to play small ball in against good quality pitching in the playoffs. That one run can really big a difference. You can't play for a big inning unless you got your big boppers coming up. You got runners on first and second early in the ball game, and you know you got Manny coming up, or you know even Josh Bell who's struggling. You got to let those guys try to you know drive them in. But you know if you're at the tail end of your lineup, you got runners on first and second, nobody out, and you got your 7th, 8th, or 9th guys coming up. And you got to lay that ball down and make them make a play. So I agree with you on that. I think the Padre pitching will be fine. I think this bullpen has gotten better. I didn't think they had a great night last night. But I think that this bullpen has gotten significantly better from the All-Star break on. Hey, good to hear from you, my friend. How are
you? Great
hope
show.
All's all well, great and we'll talk again real soon.
Great show. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Can't wait till 6:40 tonight. Yeah, that game last night, I thought that game was never going to end. Thank God it ended the way we hoped it would with a Padre victory. I'd like to see how far we'll get a base hit, but hey, I'll take a win is a win is a win. Four games to clinch it. Coming up to the 11 o'clock hour, stay with us. We'll get to your phone calls and a whole lot more on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to the John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.